also on the conference call. Number dial, if you want to be interactive, is 712-770-4010. That's 712-770-4010. The code for the conference room is 788-257-POUND, 788-257-POUND.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, are we ready to start?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Okay, very good. Okay, good morning, everyone. This past week staff was after the test, Mr. Sessions Khagiga, the Sugya on Omar Aleph. We learned previously concerning the Shaila of Isra Malacha and Cholomoyed, when we learned my cotton, plus that Machlekes and Rishonim concerning that, whether there's a basic in Isra Deraisa, and with Nizmul Chachomim, the specific details, for the Isra is only an Isra Drabon with an Esmachta from the Psukim. Omer Aleph, and we're going to start today the Mishnah on Omer Beis, which is starts the sugyas of Tumah V'Taira. Look the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Noitin la yodayim l'chulin l'maiser l'chum." Mishnah talks about a din of netila of yodayim. Rashi says, the first Rashi, Noitin La Yadayim, in the halach of Netila for Yadayim, is Sechumun, Maisa, and Shuma. Rashi says, what does Netila refer to? Dai Lohem, the Netila, the Kli, Sheim by El Ravi is Nine. We're talking about a Tuma, which only affects the Yadayim. The Yadayim themselves are Tomei, not the rest of the Guf. And the question is, how do we go about being mitar the Yadayim? That's halacha of netila. Rashi mentions two conditions, the tire of the Yadayim ayidei netila. Netila refers to using a kli. Kli itself has its gedorim, its guidelines, what constitutes a kli. And the amount of mayim, Rashi says, Shem Ba'el Revi'is Mayim, sufficient or Revi'is of Mayim in order to do Netila. Now, we're familiar with this idea, and really based on what the Gemara will say in the Maskona, that there's a din of Netila, the Nama, that's the din Netila that we have before we eat Lechem. And in fact, this is basically the halacha, that it's a din netila, and there are many details in this din, and two primary halachas are, like Rashi says, this is a din keli, certain things can make something invalid, it's not considered a keli, and even though there's a utensil that's maybe holding a revius of mayim. And the second condition that Rashi mentions is as far as Revi'is Mayim, that also has its Gedorim and its conditions. And the Mishnah says that this halacha of Netila of Yadayim is for Chulin, for Maiser, and Shuma. The Maiser that we're talking about over here, Rashi mentions a little bit later, is Maiser Sheni. Rashi says, Maiser Sheni Hanechal Yerushalayim. Well, that's one of the maestros that is noig during the 7 years. Maestro Sheni and Maestro Oni, during 6 years, are switched. So Maestro Sheni, it has dinim that has to be the Taira, and the halacha of Netila also applies to Maestro. Chulin, Maisa, and Shuma. As my mission says, even Chulin, Maisa, and Shuma have the halacha of of an Atila. Again, we're talking about that a tumor, which is only affects the Adayim, which is really primarily Tumas Drabonon. Mishnah says further, Ula Kodesh is Makpilin. This is a higher level. This is Kodshim. Concerning Kodshim, the same Yodayim, which have the Tumah on them, not sufficient to have an Atila, need to have a Tfila. Rashi says, L'Kodesh Matfilin, Avol Lechol Shlomim, Oichatos Va'oshim L'Kehanim. Rashi mentions the Din of Kodesh. Now Rashi says something over here, which we'll have to think about, and see whether this is the Dafka. Rashi mentions Achila Shlomim. In the Sugya, one mentions differences between Achila and Egiya, and the Lashon of Rashi would be Mashma that it's Dafka Achila, Rashash is Ma'ira that L'Chorah this is not limited to Achila. So Rashi tells us that the din of Kodesh, that one needs a Tfilas Yadayim, is for Kodshim, Achilas Kodshim, and that would be either a Korban Shlomim or a Chatzis Ha'ashim L'Kehanim. Shlomim has a Chelek Achila, even not L'Kehanim. The Chatzis Ha'ashim is only Nechel by Kehanim, which means there. The Rashi is Shmaila Shetoch at Lehatzbil Yodayim Barboim So. In order to be Mitar, the Yodayim, in order to be fit for Kodshim, not sufficient to make an Atila, which we mentioned before was a Kli with a Raviyas of Maim. This really requires Tvilas Yodayim. You'd be Mako only the Yodayim themselves. They carry the Tumah. However, it has to be in Arboim So, in a Mikvah of Arboim So. Look, Rashi, V'achol pi she'enen el estam yudayim shle nogu b'tumah d'irayiz nam tamet kol ha'guf. The requirement that we're discussing now is something that is yudayim. Estam yudayim is really one of the examples. It's not limited to that, but that's one of the examples that have a thin tumah on the yudayim itself. However, and as far as the tumah d'irayiz, so that we don't have any chilek of a person. If there would be a way for the person who would come in contact with someone, he would give him tumah d'raisa, so mitame the entire guf. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, "Uvachatos in nidlo yodav bitma gufa." Chatos, what chatos over here means, Rashi tells us, this is referring to paraduma. And Rashi says, Chatos that we're talking about over here is Liga b'mei Chatos. Rashi says this is the Mei Chatos, which refers to Maim Hamkudoshim be'efer poro lahazes mehen al tvei mesim. Rashi says that this refers to the Maim, which was mixed, Rashi seems to be saying, after it's mixed with the Efer Porom, which at that point, this Mayim is fit to be used to spray on someone who was Tomei Mace. That's what Chatos over here refers to, Rashi says. It would seem like from Rashi that each one individually maybe doesn't have this halacha, or the Efer itself, or the Mayim itself. Mayim ham kudoshim be'efer poro. That's Rashi's mashma over here. Lahadis men al tamei meisim. We know that this is the tamei meis is really the only thing which has within the requirement of the efer poro aduma, the hazor, shlish yushvi, conditions, certain point. This is a 7-day process to be mitar someone that was tamei meis. The dinim of chatos I've come by in the past, very many chumras that were instituted in the din of Torah Aduma, and this is one of the milas. Milas is the clash. Yesh milas is veirim. something which is really on top of what we discussed till now. We discussed when we were referring to things till now that the tumah is limited to the yadayim, and that applies to kol and meiser, tumah and kodesh, that the tumah remains and is limited just to the yadayim. Maila of chatas is that those things that are only mitamei yadayim, by the categories we discussed till now. However, by chatas, the din tumah is on the entire guf. Rashi, kigoyin vlad hatumah, who could go in sefer, the chol tumah shehem edivei sefrim. These tumas, look Rashi, that even midrabonon, concerning other things, they would only be mitame liyadayim. However, concerning Paraduma, the Metami Kolaguf. Bechola Tome Shehim Medivei Seifrim, Nitma Haguf, the entire Guf becomes Tome. You see, the Rosh Hashanah is they're bringing this in the Haggadot over here, this Bechola Tome Shehim Medivei Seifrim. Mashmois maybe would say that all Tumah Drabanan are only Mitam Yadayim. Rosh Hashanah is Ma'or, they change it a little bit. But Rashi, Nitma Haguf, the entire Guf becomes Tame. And once that's so, then V'chol Haguf Torah Tfilo. Once that Chum is instituted, that it affects the entire Guf, then the Mela will need a Tfilo of the entire Guf. Rashi says, for the whole Milas Halolu, Shizeg Avoyim Yizem, Medivrei Seifrim. At the different levels that we've been discussing till now, this is all Din Drabonon. Bahai Din Noka Bahu Hoko, Gabi Hilcha Saregel, asks Rashi the question that why is this Mishnah here? And we think this Mishnah, maybe this place belongs in say, the Tara somewhere. Why is it brought here? The reason why it's brought here, in Meseches Chagiga, in Hilchos Regel, because we have, at the end, later on Daf Chavov, in the next Perek, actually, that there is something which is our Hilchus Regel, as far as the Tumah of Tara is concerned. Ben Halach is Shameor Tchashuv and Tahirim B'Regel, Lei B'Shai Meit Hashanam. That there's a difference in the status of how we regard an Am HaOretz during the Yimei HaRegel. During the year round, Am HaOretz might be considered, or is considered Tomei, as far as different things are concerned. And there's an entire that he has B'Regel. That's why these Hilchus Tumah V'Taira over here affect and are pertinent to negate the regal. That's why all these halachas, these mishnayos are brought here. And that's brought to Seif Chaymer V'Kodesh at the next parak. One could ask that, why is this mishnah here in this parak? Right, that's a question that's discussed. That Chayim B'Kodesh seems to be the parak which is discussing Tumah V'Taira. Granted that we explained why all these hilchos Tumah V'Taira are here in the Masechta, but it would have been more appropriate that it should all belong in the third parak. That was a question that the Mefarshim spoke about. Okay, so this is the first chelik of the Mishnah, and you know all these halachas over here take time till we get accustomed to, and with time we'll become familiar with it, and Beis Hashem will be able to work with it. This is an area that sometimes gives people away, but with the proper amount of time and dealing with it, enough, and we'll be dealing with it in the next number of weeks, and we'll become familiar with it, and it's a good thing for us in the future, and to have these vivacious over here. So we learned till this point a few halachas, a few concepts. And there's a din of netilat yadayim, and from that we see that there are certain tumas which could only affect the yadayim. Only the hands would become tame. And the question over there is that how would one go about being mitahir the yadayim? There's a din netilah that we saw, kol nice and shuma. Have a din netilah, that's the kli with a revius and a kli, and there's a milah, a higher requirement, a higher level, as far as kodshim is concerned, that requires tshila, the same yadayim, which just the yadayim atame, it's not sufficient to make a netila. One has to dip his hand into a mikveh, as the proper requirements of a mikveh themselves, and whatever else comes along with the conditions of a mikveh. And then the next mile we saw was that by Shatis, which is really something more preliminary, this, the first two things were this question of how you mitah the yadayim. Shatis doesn't have that at all, because Shatis is that there's no such thing as a tumor which remains on the yadayim. Anything which would be mitame yadayim concerning other things is mitame the entire goof, and whenever the entire goof is tame, right, that's poshut, that the Torah has to be tefillah b'mikvah. And of course, you have to be matzil, whatever is tamei, therefore it's the entire goof. And now we're on to the second chelik, the second part of the Mishnah. Mishnah is as follows. Tov l'chun, hu l'zak l'chun. Osa l'mayisim. Mishnah now can tell us the halacha as follows. Halacha of kavonim. Tov l'chun, hu l'zak l'chun. Also b'mayisim. I was talking about a tumor which requires taira, and this same taira practice could help for chulin and for ma'aser. However, his kavona was l'chum. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says the following. This is another milo, means the different levels till this point, as far as we were concerned, chulin, maisa, and shuma were all the same, as far as the first halacha. Now the Mishnah tells us that there is a chilik in these categories themselves as far as kavonim. Rashi, Tova l'chulin, l'chulzak l'chulin, Kloimer, Nisgavin, Litzvoil, L'shem chulin. The chulzak over here, Rashi tells us, is a loshen of kavona. And the double loshen in the Mishnah, Tova l'chulin, l'chulzak l'chulin, right? I know exactly according to this translation, why the Mishnah is saying it twice, right? It's really, what the Mishnah is saying is Tova v'chuch v'chun, right? That's what this seemingly is. That means that someone was Tova, so he did a Taira process, that this Taira process really has the ability to help for Ma'aser. However, he was Mechav, and his intention was that he wanted him to tie himself for chulin. Dr. Mishnah is also a ma'isa. That doesn't help for ma'isa. As far as ma'isa is concerned, it's kila, he didn't do it. Since his kavana was l'chum. Let's see the Rashi over here. By also a ma'isa, hulzak loshen kavana koim neskaven lahamid gufoy v'chet testor l'chum. This was his intention when he did this. It was for the purpose of chum. Now, one could be ma'ir over here, I mean, the Mishnah is using the lashon of Toval. Right now, we saw from the previous Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, that there's a din of Netila and a din of Tefila. Now, the Mishnah says, Toval, Toval, Lechulin, Lemaiser, that we'll have to know what that would mean, a lashon of Toval. What kind of Tefila is there, Lechulin, Lemaiser? Tefila, granted, but what's Tefila? What is Tefila referring to here? Anyone, because I'm in on this deek here.
Isn't the Mishnah just telling us that that even if one did an action that would be beneficial for any of the higher levels, so it gives the most stringent action, which should be good for anything, but since he only had kavana for the lower action, so it's good for that.
Okay. So you're saying that the truth is that tefila really is not required at all for chul and for ma'isa. Maybe the mission is using that for the later cases, which requires a tefila. But in Achanami, the Mishnah could have, for that matter, just said, not the Lechulin is also the Ma'isa.
Right, that's...
Mm-hmm. But... I mean, is there, or are you saying more that even though he did a higher level steel action, maybe one might have thought that over there, maybe the difference in levels, would make a difference?
Again, the way I...
What you like to offer?
The way I would understand it is just to keep a consistent lesson through the Mishnah, right in the...
Okay, fine. So that lesson we need for the later part of the Mishnah, like by Kodesh. Yeah? Okay, fine. Let's see. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that doesn't help. And the Mishnah, then therefore, all the different levels will have this difference. Let's see the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. The first one we have is Tov Lechun. Hoch Lechun is the Hoch of the Ma'aseh. If he's Tov Lechun and Hoch of the Ma'aseh again, which refers to that he made a tefila or he made some kind of tire process, and his intention was for Meiser, it doesn't help for the higher level, which is also Lechuma. Tava Lechuma, Bozak Lechuma, and he's also Lechol Lechaydish. If his feel Lechuma was for the intention of Chuma specifically, he's also Lechaydish. Tava Lechaydish, Hochzak Lechaydish, and he's also Lechata. Now, according to this, if we're saying that the Toval and the Mishnah all means the same thing, then it would, by Chatas, you need a Tfilat Kol HaGuf. Right? So then, according to that, the Tfilat that we're talking about would be the highest level, like you're saying. It's Tfilat Kol HaGuf. And it doesn't help if you had kavan for something else. Let's just see one Rashi over here. I'm sorry, no, that's a little bit further. Meister Shen Yenechel Yishlam. Okay, this is what Rashi says, Meister over here. And in the Chanami, that's a good point where Rashi first mentions now what Meister is. We've been discussing Meister in the first line of the Mishnah. It would have been necessary to explain to us what Meister is, and we would have thought Rashi should have told us before. Any machshavas on that? No? Okay. Now, as far as this thing is concerned, with the halacha of kavana, one could possibly think over here that what's the issue over here? Because we see that kavana makes a difference as far as the Sidrei Taira, the ninth order, the process of Taira, Havana makes a difference. Now, one could wonder, one could think, what is the requirement over here? Meaning to say that is the point that we need to be mechaven for something specific in order for it to help. In other words, if I want my tefillah to help for mice and for tshuva, I have to be mechaven for that. That's what I mean. In order for my tire to work for that level, I have to direct it to that level. Is that what we mean? What we mean over here? And that b'char is the pashtus. That's what it means. You know, so there's a requirement that you need. Is that the issue, or the problem over here is the fact that you directed it to something else? But by directing something else, it becomes limited to what you directed it to. Now, the nafkamina between these two stars numbers saying is that let's say a person was tovel stam. Right? So he didn't have any specific kavana. His kavana was not like that case in the Mishnah. He did l'taira. Definitely didn't. He wasn't just a rechitza ba'alma. He did l'taira. But he didn't specifically do it for a lower level. So according to what we're saying, that if the issue, if the halach that it says over here is that in order for it to help for a certain level, you got to direct it, you got to send it with kavana to that level, so over here, stam doesn't have that kavana, and it wouldn't help for anything. However, if the issue in kavana is that you're limiting it by being mechaven it, and your kavana, you're intending it, I mean, your fila becomes limited, the tire that it produces, only for what you intended, not for what you didn't intend. But if you don't have any specific intention to limit it, then according to that, it could be that it'll help for everything. Okay, that's just a bit of a hakira over here, that maybe we'll be able to bring rayas as we go further. Was that understood? What we just cleared over here?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Now the Mishnah goes a little further. The Mishnah says as follows: Tova l'chomer mutu l'kal. Tova l'chomer mutu l'kal. That if someone's intention, even though his intention is something specific, but if he's tova l'chomer, then mutter l'kal, then it does help for that. I mean, if he, being that he accomplished a higher level of taira, then that tefillah will help for anything which is less than that. Now, in this line in the Mishnah over here, like it would seem like the Mishnah is coming to tell me that I shouldn't think otherwise. Right? Tova l'chomer, that's mutter l'kal. That does help. Let's just think for a moment how that would have otherwise that would have been. If the halacha would not have been like that, if tova l'chomer, it would not be mutter l'kal. Right, so l'chol over there, I would think that only be because you are directing the tire to something else. Right, that's what the issue is. Right, such a thing. Right, so this l'chol I would think could only work according to one or two stuff that we're saying, because there's such an idea that your kavana sends it only to here and not to someplace else. And that's possibly why it wouldn't help for something which is a lower level. Aliba the Emes, the Mishnah says that's not so, because part of the simple reasoning for that is that if in actuality if you created a taira, something higher, so you can't exclude something less. Anything else would be included in that. That's the halacha of tova l'chomer mutter l'kal, even though he had a kavana of something specific, but the taira will help for any lower level. And Mishnah says further, Tova v'lehuch zakilu loy tova. Tova v'loy huch, that means without any kavonim, kilu loy tova. Now Rashi tells us that when we're talking about it with not in this kavon, Rashi says as follows. That the kavona that was lacking over here, what was his intention with this tefillah? Rashi says it was not l'shem tefillah tayra at all. It was not for tayra purposes. That's what the Mishnah means over here. Now, I mean, included in our shah that we discussed before, that let's think about just another point of that shah. Let's say first made a tefillah stam. Taka l'tayru. Actually, he was not mechayav for anything specific. Now, one could think over here like follows, that even if the halacha is that you need a specific kavanah, in fact, it was one of our tzadim over there, that I need a specific kavanah in order for it to help for that. But what would you say over here? A person, he was mechavin, the tayru. But even though there was no specific kavanah, but over here, would we say that in Mela, you have a kavanah, a kaponim for the lowest level? Because, I mean, that's obviously what he's doing, right? He's doing it, the tayru. So, I mean, so it's going, its purpose is at least to the low level. It's tam, so it's not specified to the low level. But l'chayr over here, even if the halach would require that you need kavana, but over here we could think that at least to the lowest level should help, because that should be considered in his intention, at least the lower level. Okay, so just giving something to think about over here. Let's see a little further. Look the Mishnah, this is up to the next chelik of the Mishnah. Big day am ha'oretz medris leprushin. Okay, this is a new category over here. The Mishnah is going further. And, you know, as we learn the Mishnah, so the Mishnah makes reference to certain things, and then we have to, you know, establish in our mind different categories that the Mishnah is working with, different ideas and concepts. Let's see, the Mishnah talks about Am Ha'oretz and Prushin. Okay, these are two categories of people. There's Am Ha'oretz, and we have Prushin. Let's see, who are the Prushin over here? Right, those people that are Porush. They refrain. Rashi says as follows. Let's just see, let's jump over and we'll see this Rashi first. Rashi says, Prushna oichle chuleihim b'tayv. These are people that are makbid that even the chum they eat b'tayv, which, you know, the Ikra Adin does not require such a thing. Chum does not have to be eaten b'tayv. But these people, because of their zahiris in general, in Tumah v'Tayra, so they took on a practice that any kind of eating that they do is b'Tayra. Now, Am Ha'oretz, in this context, l'chayr just refers to someone who does not have that haktado. It's not oichel, it's chum b'Tayra. Now, the Mishnah says, therefore, like this, that the begodim, holding of Am Ha'oretz, has the level of Tumas Medrash concerning Prushim. Now, what is Medrash referred to? Rashi says as follows. That's the drash that we jumped over. Rashi Medrash. Av Hatumo, that is a Av Hatumo, L'tam Od Mekelim. Anything which has the level of an Av Hatumo, could be mitame, an other mechanic when they come in contact with it. Therefore, when we talk about the big day am ha'oretz on medris, that means the big day am ha'oretz have a din concerning the Purushim as if it's an Avat Tumah, and therefore if they touch it, they will become Tame. Rashi says, Kimedris Hazov, Shemitam Adam Kalim, Kedaksiv Ishashi, Yigadu Mishkovi, Yishabit Begodo. The din of Medris really refers to what we find in the Psukim, that certain Tumas, Tumas Ayetz, Menaguf, have a Chumrah, which is the din of Mishkav Umoyshov, which in the terms of Chazal refer that to Medris. And the din of Medris, Pasi talks about Medris Azov, that something that Azov will sit on or lie on, Mishkav Umoyshov, that has a Tumah Chamura. It means that Azov really is an Afasumum. And if he would touch something else, make that thing into a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon cannot be Metame or the Mekevim. However, there's a special Chumrah concerning Mishkavoy, Mishkav HaMishkavoy, that they get the din of an Avat Tumah that they can be Metame or the Mekevim. Well, the Mishnah says over here that the Begodim of the Amoritz are Medris L'Trushim, that the clothing of an Amoret are considered like a Rishon L'Tumah concerning Prushim. Therefore, if the Prushim would touch the Begodim of Amoret, they would be required Tfilah according to their level. And there's a Hirus that they even whom they only eat the Taira, they will require the Taira process of a person who becomes Tamei. Now, Moritz was, Rashi says a little bit later, is that the basis of the Tumat Medris is not from the Amoritz itself. It's really a concern that maybe Ishtei Nida sat on his begodim. That's where it really comes from. And so the basis of his begodim becoming, having the din of Tumas Medris, were based on the possibility that Ishtei Nida, and that the Halach of Anida, that's one of the Tumas that have the din of Medris. And that's the concern, that's the chash that this level of Zahiris has, and that's where the possible Medris might come from. Now, one might ask a question, maybe we have to find out a little bit of information, but I think we've had in the passing an interesting question that we've had before, that the din of Tumas Medris Mishkav Umoyshov require that it's the type of object which is miyuchad liyeshiva, and it's designated to sit or to lie on. However, if it's a different kind of keli that the dissolve happens to sit on and doesn't get this halacha. Therefore, one could wonder that the godim b'chayra, I mean, if the godim we're talking about, you know, it includes clothing that people wear, would that be considered kli mishkav or moishot? That's a point that one could ask. We're probably missing some ideas over here, but right, the way you learn is by asking the question. Anyone saw anything concerning this? No. Okay, fine. Okay, so we'll hold the question at this point. Okay, so what do we see so far? We saw Nukha Allah over here, that Big Day Amorit on Medris the Prushim. Okay, so what we discussed, who's Prushim, who's Amorit, what does Medris refer to, what's the basis, where does the Medrash come from, that's his halacha. The Mishnah goes a little further, and the Mishnah says as follows. Be the Prusha Medrash Lahit Lai Truma. So the Mishnah that we have a difference in different levels of the Tumah of a Tyra again will present itself over here. That even those Prushim, which have a Zahiris in eating their Cholim B'Tayram, nevertheless, Chuma, those who eat Chuma have a higher level of Zahiris requirement, and therefore Big Day Prushim are Medris B'Eichlei Chuma. Someone who wants to eat Chuma, if he came in contact with the begodim of Prushim, again that will be metamehim and required sila in order to eat the Chuma. Look, Rashi, Leichle Chuma. Who's Leichle Chuma? He's a Kehanim. Rashi says, am I going on the entire group over here? Again, this is also a din drabon and shomlo ein shmira taharot and shel elu chashuv a shmira etel elu. He's a milus at different levels of tumah that Chazal said that each level his shmira is limited to his level and doesn't help for a higher level. Ein shmira taharot and shel elu. Hashuva Shmira, the Shmira, the Zahiris, is that his carefulness is only for his level, and it's not considered a Shmira Eitzel Elu. Umitoich Shehein Eitzel Elu, Kiiloi Shomrum, and being that a lower level is not considered Shmira at all, considering a higher level, so that's what the basis. Rashi is explaining to us that it's really a two-level process over here. That being that the Shmira is not considered a Shmira, considered a higher level, so therefore goes through Bahen Bibigdeim, Shema Yoshu Bahen Ishtai Nida. You know, even though these levels are have a Shmira, and therefore that Shmira really would have prevented it from coming Tomei, Ishtai Nida would not sit on it. But being that it's not considered Shmira at all, considered a higher level, but therefore considering the higher level, that, you know, all the possibilities for contact of Tumah we have to deal with. This Monachum tells us that that's the basis of the Medrash that we're dealing with in these cases. Let's see the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says, so we saw, the different levels are as follows. Big Day Amoris Medrash the Prushim. Big Day Prushim Medrash Loich Lechumah. And those who are eating Hachim. Big Day Kodesh Medrash Lechatos. At the Big Day Kodesh, even those who are that high level of Shmira of Achilas Kodeshim, nevertheless, that's not a Shmira at all concerning Chatos, which is the Parah Duma, and therefore it has the Choymem, his begotten of a Tumas Medrash. Look the Mishnah. Yosef ben Yoyezer hoyachosin shebekahuna. Vohoyis matchosin medrash bekodesh. Even though now he was a chosin shebekahuna, but being that his level of shmira in this Mishnah would seem to be that it was on the level of oichlei truma, therefore his beged had the din of Medris the Kodesh. And even though he was, the Mishnah seems to be saying that, you know, even though he was a chassid, even though he was a person that was very zohir, but being that the status that he was in general was that of Truma, that's what seems to be from the Mishnah. And even though he was a kohen and therefore definitely in different situations he ate kodshim, but that was seems to be that was not his general status. His general status was of oichlei truma, And therefore, of Heist Mitzilchosim, Majesty Kredish. And similarly, Yechanan Ben Gudgada, Hayoichal, Paris of Kredish, Kol Yomov, of Heist Mitzilchosim, Majesty Chatzim. He would have even a higher level, Hayoichal, Paris of Kredish, Kol Yomov. He conducted himself on a constant level on the status of Kaira for Kodshim. And based on the Mishnah before, that didn't help him, and therefore his beged would be considered medjus for the Kadum. Okay, let's see the Gemara now. Go to the Gemara. Kul Maisa Mibo Nitilas Yadayim. Our Mishnah talks about a requirement for Nitilas Yadayim for Kul and Maisa. Second Tasha, that we're going to show a contradiction to this. Our Mishnah suggests that Chul Maisa have a requirement for Netilah that the Tumas Yodayim would affect Chul and Maisa treating Malatash of Elminhi. I will add the contradiction. The following Mishnah Bikurim said like this, Hachuma v'Habikurim Chayov Aleyem Yisra. This Mishnah over here is telling us really different halachas that Shuma has, which the Mishnah will say over Maisa and anything below, that calls Kinchum. And what's included in Shuma, Mishnah says, is Bikurim, also has the level of Shuma. Mishnah is as follows: Shuma Bikurim Chayvon and Misa, as a Chayv Misa, if it's though someone who's not a Kain eats these things, the chaymish, and there's an halacha of place of chaymish. We'll see in Rashi that if someone eats a zor, eats it b'shoigig. At the chiyuv misa de shemayin, that's for an achilu b'mezid, and the din of chaymish is achilu b'shoigig. Look, Rashi, the chaymish ha'uchlan, I'm sorry, Rashi before, bikurim. The Rashi, Kli and Truma, Domamal, Truma, Shel Shelab Bikurim. The third refers to Truma, I'm sorry, to Bikurim as Truma, Lakachen Kitruma, and being that the third refers to Bikurim as Truma, therefore it has the din of Truma, and therefore all these halachas apply to Bikurim as well. Chayavna, Mis, the Rashi, Zohar, Echon, the Mace, is someone who's not a Kohen. He eats Truma or Bikurim, the Mace, as a chiyav misa, the chsiv, a misa by kiyach haluluhu. The samach lev, because the loyach ha-kodesh. That's how we know that the zor, where he did kodesh, is a haloch of a misa loy. The whole hang in the dabba b'truma. At the kodesh that the pasuk is talking about over here, from the topic, we know that it's referring to truma. That's the din of chiyav misa, the misa. Chaymis of Rashi, Ha'oichlon Shoigig. Someone, if a Zor eats a Bishoigig, the Chsiv Ish Kiyech HaKodesh Bishkol, Ha'osa Chamishi Sayolov. At the Halacha, if a Zor eats Shuma Bishoigig, then is that he has to repay what he ate, and he has to add a Chaymis. And what he ate, when he designates it as the replacement for the shuma that he ate, or bikurim for that matter, he gets the din of shuma itself. There's a halacha over there of a tesefes chaymish that he has to add. The mission says further, va'asu l'zorim. Rashi says, the va'asu l'zorim means that there's a lav. Right? That was the pasuk, v'zor l'yechal kodesh. There's a lav. The chiyav misa is b'dei shomayim, so that wouldn't be an indication necessarily of a lav. There's a lav over here that he's over. That pasuk there. Mishnah goes further. Mishnah says, "Hey nichsei kohen, shuma is considered the monetary ownership of the kohen. Rashi says as follows: the henech the kohen, the kadosh bana to yishon, the likat b'tmei avodim kakoyis behemet meyim. If someone gives the kohen truma, so the kohen is the monetary owner of that, and therefore, and he could deal with that as if it's his own money. Whoever he might give it to or sell to, whatever it is, of course, has to deal with it, the dini etzav hetzav that it has. But truma has a dual halacha. There's a monetary issue, kosher mishpat, and then there's the etzav hetzav. Therefore, when it's given to a kohen, it belongs to the kohen. So a kohen, any kohen, as far as etzav hetzav, can eat truma. Whether it's his or it's not his, as far as that's concerned, it's mutter. On the other hand, a zor, someone who's not a kohen, is not allowed to shimo, whether it's his or whether it's not. Even if it is his, I kohen can give it to him or wherever he bought it, however, wherever it is. But actually, there's two different issues when you're talking about shuma. There's the monetary aspect, who owns it, and then you have the ishvahetim, part of the issue. And as we just mentioned, they're not dependent necessarily one on the other. And this is coming to say that when one gives a kohen truma, maybe not like other things that be kodshim, right? As far as eating from korban, there's a concept of shulchan gavoy kazofu. Not that moment is the kibbutz mekadesh nisha. However, as far as truma is concerned, that the kohen does have a monetary ownership on it when he's given it to him, and therefore he could use it as his own mamon. However, like we mentioned before, that the issur v'hetzer, you know, is still relevant here, and therefore if he gives it to an isha to be mekadesher, you have to abide by the hilchos issur v'hetzer. Midaraisa, halacha is that when a person is mekadesh an isha, she becomes kinyan katzi, so she can eat it. She can eat truma by the fact that she's an isha's kohen. However, midrabanan, there are dinim, could be that she can't eat from the suin, but I go as man, I go ponim. Exact halacha of nechse kohen. The Mishnah goes further, and the Mishnah says, "Ko'ilim be'echad umeir." This is halacha of hilchos bittul. Now, if you have shuma that gets mixed up with chum, the halacha is that the sheer bittul over here by shuma is echad umeir. You need 101, different than other places where we find maybe there's in the bittul position. It's oilin be'echad mezuk Rashi. Avol tochos ein oilin ela hakol el kol achon osel lezorim. That the idea of bittul is that we don't have to regard with the iser that's mixed into the heter. We don't regard the iser at all. So then we only see heter over here. So the harayvet is mutter. But until we're able to make the bittul, then there's that haruva, the vitz of the heter, and because of the sophic, that by taking something from here, you might be eating the iris, so the whole haruva is awesome. But this shear of meyve echad, which is the chumma that we have by chumma, and that I believe is within Drabonim, that the shear bittul will first start with meyve echad, and less than that, no bittul, therefore, it's also a zor to eat anything from the taruv. Let's see, right over here, Dr. Mishnah Vaiter, who tuned into us for that. Now, really, this is the part that's relevant to us. Dr. Mishnah, that Shum and Bikurim have a requirement that we need until Siadayim, which means that when there's a tumah on the yadayim, let's say, for example, stam yadayim, you need netilas yadayim, right? Like we see in our Mishnah. Rashi, Utunu Mechitzas Yadayim, Lefi Shasheni Oisa Shlishi. Now, the Din Toma that you have over here, the concept that one needs to be Metayez Yadayim, because the Rashi Shemi Oisa Shlishi, by Shuma, because of its level of Kedusha, so it could become Tomei, even a Shlishi. Other things left in Shuma, I will see about that, you know, if Maisit doesn't the chain of Tumah doesn't extend that far. But by Shuma, a Shani is Oisa Shlishi, it could cause the Shuma to become Tomei. Shuma, which is Tomei, cannot be eaten. Now, we'll see the halacha over here, you know, as far as Shani Oisa Shlishi by Shuma, as I should mention this a little further, that this is what Chazal referred to as Toisul. The two different references that Chazal use, that something which is Tomei, something which is Toisul. Toisul refers to something which becomes Tomei, and the chain ends right over here, that you can't extend the Tuma any further. It won't go further. By Tuma, if Shani touches it, just this Tuma itself becomes Tuma, and it can't extend the Tuma further. And by Kachim, there's such a thing. By Tuma, that's as far as it goes. But Akoponma, concerning the Tuma itself, this Tuma becomes invalid to eat. So if we're talking about Yadayim, which have a din of a Shani, so were they to touch the Tuma, they will be Metama the Tuma. Rashi, Yadayim Gozru Aleim Tumas Shani. The figure of places is a Tuma in my Nodmon. That's why it would pass for Tuma if you didn't make an Atila. Now this really, you know, could have been relevant, you know, already in the beginning of the Mishnah, right? That's what our Mishnah talks about. A couple of answers in there of Al-Shumu. We'll have to see as far as Tchun and Meister, what that's relevant to. But according to what Rashi is saying over here, that the problem is Shein Da'is Shlishi, so it should follow that this issue really is an issue of Negiyah, not even to touch. If a person's hands will be a Sheini, and by touching Truma, Sheni is Oisa Shlishi, so the Truma will become Tomei and will be invalid to eat. Now, so often the fact it's invalid to eat, but it's also to make Truma invalid. It's also to metame Truma. Okay, so that's the halacha of Tu'unin Rechitzas Yadayim. That's the gift that we have is Netilas Yadayim. That were referred to, like we saw Rashi in the Mishnah, that means with the cleaner of these. The last halacha that the Mishnah over here mentions, which is not really directly relevant to us, is the din of Heresh Shemesh. What does Heresh Shemesh mean? Now, Heresh Shemesh refers to the Sefer Kechavim, Rashi, the Heresh Shemesh, in Nitzvah Tumah Deraisa V'Tovau. Rashi says as follows, that the din of Heresh Shemesh is that's relevant if a person was nitma or tumah deraisa, so his entire guf became tumah, the tovah, and he was tail of the mikvah. Halacha then eichub tumah shiav shimshay. You can't eat tuma till Heresh Shemesh, the yevomet yafin mikroy. Right? And those that, members from the Sechus Brachus, those who are during the Daf, right? That's the first Mishnah of Sechus Brachus. Mishnah says that as far as the din of Sefer Kechavim, where the Mishnah expresses it, is that Shoshak Yehara Nechnas and Lechel B'Shumofen. Right? That's the man of Sefer Kechavim, that's what Heresh Shemesh over here refers to, that we need, have to wait till the day ends, which is the man of Tefek Echovim, and then he's paused. And we'll see as this Mishnah continues that even by from a deraisa or other things that one would not need Harav Shemesh, right? The concept what it refers to as a tful yoyim. A tful yoyim refers to someone that was toivel, but he didn't yet have Harav Shemesh. So there is a certain level of tyra that he has accomplished, and that could help for for my sashani. But tful yoyim definitely is a lessening of the intensity of his tumah, and concerning certain things is considered tohor already. However, for Shumam and above, there's a requirement for Harav Shemesh. I mean, this difference in levels, we've seen in the past, we even know such a thing as Mechus Kippurim. Certain tumas require a korban. We had Zov Zova Yeledes. They require a korban to have the complete taira, a kaponim benegay to mikdash, mikvadoshov, at different levels of the taira process, what might be considered already tohor with level one of the taira process, for something higher is still considered tumi. Kaponim, that's the halacha of chuma, that chuma needs Harav Shemesh. The Mishnah continues, the mission says, Mashain Kain b'maisim, b'chosh Kain b'chum, that these halachas do not apply to maisim, b'chosh Kain b'chum, and what's negated to us is the halacha of tumah and tilti daim. This mission says that there's no requirement of tilti daim by maisim, by chum, next the word kasha maisim, maisim, kasha chum, achum. Now let's just see this last Rashi over here. The Rashi, Mashenkin, the Ma'aser, the Rashi, these halachas that the Mishnah talked about by Shuma, do not apply by Ma'aser. Ein Nisan, Ein Chaimish, Ein Asa Lazorim. Now, obviously, all these things work hand in hand. These all have to do with an Issa Lazorim. And therefore, all these things are definitely non applicable to Ma'aser Shemesh, Shekhlas, and Nechel Lazorim. Right? That Ma'aser is Nechel Lazorim. The Rashi, the Chaim Shemayis, the Fidyon, the Le'ayri, looking at the back over here, Hocho, the Chaim Shkihai Gavna, the Ein B'Tshuma Pidyon. Rashi mentions over here, and he means to ask a question over here, that would seem like there's no din of Chaim Shemayis the Sheni, which that wouldn't be so accurate, because there really is a din of Shemayis the Sheni. We know that the halacha is a concerning pidyon. My ma'aser sheni, by hechtu if you have such a halacha. And when one is poider, let's talk about ma'aser sheni for a moment. Right? If a person has peiros, and then the initial kedusha of ma'aser sheni is chal on peiros, on produce. And the halacha is if a person is living at a distance from Yerushalayim, it's difficult for him to carry it there. So the halacha is that he could be paid there. He could transfer the kedushas ma'aser onto kesef, and if he's been paid there, his own personal ma'aser sheni, there's halacha of the ma'aser chaimish. You have to add a chaimish to that. That Rashi is by warning that there is a din of chaimish by ma'aser sheni, and that's what Rashi says over there, that we're not discussing the chaimish of pidyon, because by tshuma, that definitely is not what we're talking about, because there is no din of pidyon. One can't transfer the kedusha of truma onto something else. So the din of chaimish that we're talking about is really a product of an isra achila. That's what we're discussing over here. So therefore, it's non-applicable that halacha to ma'aser. That's what the Mishnah means. Let's go further over here. Rashi says, "V'nichse hedit nami lo yavu liknez bo yavodim kakoy." The Mishnah said that Shuma is Nichzei Koyin. He's the owner of the monetary owner of the value of it, and he could use he could use it to buy, sell. However, there is no monetary ownership that he has the rights to benefit from it in these different ways, achil, shtiyah, and sicha. However, he's not the monetary owner of it, and therefore he can't sell it. Can't buy things with it. Now, as far as this is concerned, one might want to be ma'ayinul into this and this idea that b'chol is machlek et tanoim concerning this, but the mash is mom gavoya and mom and hedget. Let's see. Ve'ein ha'ton rechisas yadayim. Look at the Mishnah. This Mishnah says that ma'ayse does not require rechisas yadayim. Ve'ein ha'ton rechisas yadayim. Why? She'ein ha'sheni plays for boy last and shlishi. That if someone touches ma'ayse sheni with stam yadayim, which have a din of a sheni, it's not going to make a difference, it's not going to affect the ma'ayse sheni at all, because Ma'aseh Sheni does not become a shlishi at all. Sheni Hasheni poisel b'las a shlishi. That's the lashon of poisel that we mentioned before. Rashi used it's not even nifsal. Right? It itself does not. Its status it's tor. That's what this mission is saying, and therefore it doesn't require a din of nativa. Next halacha v'ein liton erev shemesh b'kaim on toral v'olo uchol b'ma'aseh. The halacha concerning Ma'aseh Sheni is that once he's Toval, Va'ola is Bechol B'Ma'aseh. Even though there was no Erev Shemesh, he's a Tful Yoyim, but a Tful Yoyim is Tor concerning Ma'aseh Sheni. Mikrei Afin Lo B'Yivom Esper Kohoro. And that Sugya, Gemara has the sources for that. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara over here. Right, we just learned this Mishnah in Bikurim. I took us a little bit off the tangent, so let's try to focus on the question that we're dealing with. Our Mishnah clearly tells us that there's a din of a tzitzis yadayim for chum and for ma'isim. In fact, the Gemara in that Mishnah is mevuyer that Mishnah comes to me a chilek between shuma and ma'isim, the different levels, that only the shuma level requires until tzitzis yadayim, but ma'isim not, and hoshk and chum not. And then our Mishnah says that both ma'isim and chum there is a din of netilah. Kasha Maisa Maisa Kasha Chum Lachum. Ask the Gemara, we have a contradiction both by Maisa and both by Chum. Says the Gemara like this. Bishlomo Maisa Maisa the Kasha, concerning the contradiction as far as Maisa is concerned, that, look, Kasha, that's not a difficult problem. Or it may hold Rabbonim. Because if one of Machlekes Tanoim concerning that, in the upcoming Mishnah we'll see that Machlekes Reb Meir and Rabbonon. But maybe equates Ma'aser with Chun, and the Rabbonon will see that they do have a din Netila by Ma'aser. Is therefore our Mishnah will be the Rabbonon, and this Mishnah over here is the Meir. That's as far as the Ma'aser is concerned. Let's see, the Snan. Dr. Gemara, that is a Mishnah over here, and Mishnah Portis is out. Koaton, Vias Maim, Divre Seifrim, Metameis HaKodesh, Upoisos HaTshumu. Anything which requires Vias Maim, Divre Seifrim, anything which needs Tyra, that we'll see in Rashi what that refers to, Metameis HaKodesh, Upoisos HaTshumu. These are the Chiluk Hashemit that we mentioned before. I mean, something which is Koton Bias Maim, which means that there's a din of Chazal gave that a din of a Sheni. Tam Yadayim, for example. So Metami is HaKodesh. The Yadayim are a Sheni. The Metami is HaKodesh, or is the Shlishi B'Kodesh, which could go further to make a Revik. Well, Poyisla HaTshumah, those Yadayim are Sheni. The Poyisla HaTshumah, Sheni is the Shlishi B'Tshumah. Umutu l'chulin ulamaisa, dir Rameir. And Rameir says that something which is a sheni is mutu l'chulin ulamaisa, nothing, not necessary to be mitar further in order to engage with chulin ulamaisa. Chacham stated, no, that Maisa has an Atila requirement. There's Maflikas in this mission over here, whether Maisa has an Atila requirement. And if it says the Gemara, so the contradiction that we have, our mission has an Atila requirement by Maisa, and this mission of Bikurim says not, well, Zopin Gemara, and that could be dependent on this Maflikas Tanoim. Therefore, in this mission says Chacham Oisim B'Maiser, so our Mishnah is Bet Chachamim, and the Mishnah in Bikurim is Reb Meir. So that wouldn't be so difficult. We could answer that contradiction by making that there's a machlekes about this. El Chul Nachum Kasha. Ask the Gemara, but concerning Chulin, that's the question. Because in this last mission, the Chachamim, the Chacham just said Oisim B'Maiser, that's all. But as far as Chulin is concerned, they agree. Back to the Rashi. So Rashi. By torn beis mayim midrashish kosher tom minatoyra. This is referring to a category that minatoyra there is no tom here at all. It's tom minatoyra. The chachamim goes all of tom, and it's the there's a chachamim in these cases that there's tom. He going. These are what we refer to as the Yitzchaz Dovon. These are all various Rabbanon. Chazal gave a din of Tomo. That's what it means, that Tom is my individuation. There's a tighter requirement which is individuation. So once we accept that the Chazal gave it a din Tumah B'Sheni, now it's Mitami Sakhledish. Claim that Nostu Alein Tumah Sheni L'Tumah, that Sheni Mitami Sakhledish is Kori Tome. Once Chazal gave a din Tumah, so let's talk about, let's say, a case of Sam Yadayim. The Sam Yadayim have a din of a Sheni. Now, according to the Gedorim, the Raisa, Hashem is also shlishi by kodesh. Hashem mitamis kodesh li is kori tomi. It has the full din tumo. Upois alein le'tavi. And if that touches something else, another kodshim item, they'll make it into a revi. That's why the lashon of mitami over here is used, because it's tumo mitami achirim. It's even passed on the tumo to mitami something else. However, as far as Tumah is concerned, the place of that Tumah is possibly Atzma, that the effect of the Tumah is, it remains here. It's not going to go further. So this Sheni, this Stam Yadayim, which touches Tumah, it'll make the Tumah Tumah. I will end in the place of Achel Asa Tzvi, but it's not going to pass on, it's not going to make something else Tumah. Now the mission says, Umut L'chulun, Mishnah says, it's mutu l'chum l'maisim. It's mutu l'chum. Now, so Rashi, midulei katoni ve'en ektois l'chachun, the lashon that it says over here is mutu l'chum. So Rashi translates that to mean l'chum. L'chum. A person could eat chum when his yadayim, let's say, are have this tumas sheni on it. Midway katoni ve'enek poisel es hachun. Doesn't say ve'enek poisel, like the lotion that it says by Shuma. But not kalishin the mutter afil loichwan mashma. Mashma is that one would be that it's even mutter to eat. Now Rashi is already making a reference to a possible chiluk between touching and eating. And the Rashi that Mashmois over here is that it's mutter even to eat. see. Zot Gemara. So we're standing over here with Chul Nachum Kasha. Is Gemara Kasha? Kamba Chil Kamba Degir. And the Gemara Kamba Chila Kamba Degir. The Gemara at this point is entertaining such a difference. Kamba Chila Kamba Degir. That for Nagia, if one is just wants to touch Chum, someone to just touch Chum, that would not require any material. But if one, someone wants to eat, then that would require material. That would be the answer. Our Mishnah, when our Mishnah talks about Metli Adayim L'chun L'maisim, at this point, I would focus on the chulin that will refer to an achila. Don't want to eat chulin, even though touching is not a problem, but there's a halacha of achila. Achila's chulin will require netila. That's what that means. And this Mishnah says that l'kuliyam l'chulin does not have it in netila. That's a negia. That's what the Lord wanted at this point to answer. Now, once we have this answer, well, we'll be able to answer Maisim for that matter also. Meaning to say that at this point, we're thinking that the Netila requirement that our Mishnah mentions is only according to the Shittas Chachamim that have it in Netila by Maisa. But one more mentions right now that by Achilas Chulin, everyone agrees, that's more than one said at this point. Achilas Chulin, everyone agrees that you need Netila. So for that matter, right, Achilas Maisa would also require, according to the Shittas Reb Meir, he equates Maisa with Chulin. So both Chulin, both Maisa will have it in Netila concerning Achila. Right, and then therefore the Mishnah, you can answer the Mishnah, the contradiction that we had concerning Maaser, by the same token, the same way. We can answer at this point. Fatig more maski for Rav Simi bar Ashi. I can live from Rabban Ali Rav Meir El Bachil with Maaser. I will not give the Maaser Bachil the Chum, if the Rav Simi bar Ashi answer the counsel. Now the way Abdul Mora says it, it would sound like he's saying something which is definite. Maybe in the Suyin Chulin, looks like he's maybe only offering a possibility, which you know, we shouldn't talk about that what he's offering would seem to be the reasons why that would be the emes. But the Lashon HaBagam over here, we'll see in Rashi that he seems to be saying this in a definite way. I come to play Rabbanu like a mayor, Ela Bachila de Maisa. So, the Gemara is asking a kasha as follows. So, it's more like this that so the machlokes that we have concerning Maisa. Now, what do we have? I think we're discussing something that everyone holds that for whom does not require Netila. There's a machlokes as far as Maisa is concerned. According to what the Gemara had said at this point, that everyone agrees that for achila, even chulin, you need to have the tila. So if that's so, the machlekes by meiser would be concerning the tila. Right? That's what should come out according to this. And that's the Gemara answer. That's not so. I come to you about the mail about achila the meiser. The whole machlekes that you have meiser is only concerning achila. The only sign that meiser should possibly need a tila is only by achila. I will be negir the meiser over achila the chum with pligi. I will see in Rashi how he knows this, but he's saying that that's not true. The machlekes in this Mishnah concerning meiser is by achila. Not by negiyah. It's only by achila. No one holds that that Nikiya has any requirements. So if the Rabbanan argue, if the Meir argues, then the Meir says that even Bakshilas Meiser don't need Nitiba, the Shaitan and the Meir doesn't have any Nitiba at all. Not by Meiser. That's how the Gemara is asking on this teret. We thought to say that there's a din atilo by chun for achilo. But in fact, the Gemara that's not shnub. That the machlekes by meister itself is only by achilo, and if the Remeir is saying that meister is not more chomer than chun, and it doesn't require Natila, so he's saying that for Achila, Meiser is not any chomer than Chun, and they don't require any Natila Achila. So the text wanted to say that for Achila, Koponim, you need a Natila. That's not true. Let's see the Rashi here. Look, Rashi. Rashi's Achila, Matzis from the Master from Tila Bachila Koma. That was the Mordes Teret. Adkan, this Rashi over here, this is the Matkif. Adkan Eplihi. Look, Rashi, we'll read with Bach. Akol Chachotik Otani Otzer B'Maisem Loshen Achilei. Akol Chachotik, according to this, and let's talk about the Mashmois of all the more, that he's saying it with definitively, right? He has a riot in the Mishnah itself that the machlekes by Meister is Vachilo. And he says, the E in the Gia, Shembe. The only basis of an Issa Negiya can only be if there's some kind of transfer of the Tumah, if you metame it. But being that that's Parshut, it seems to be that that's a double Parshut, that Meiser, Hashem is not Issa Shlishi and Meiser, so therefore, the Sheikh of Jameir who said that there's a din, I'm sorry, the Sheikh of Chachamim, who said that there's a din, the Tila, by Meiser, must, can't be left.
The Rebbe's phone is breaking up a little.
I'm sorry?
The Rebbe's phone is breaking up a little. I don't know if...
Oh, you can't hear me?
Just the last few minutes.
Hello?
The last few minutes, it's been a little less clear.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I don't know. Let's just, we'll finish off over here. Maybe my phone needs to be recharged.
Okay.
I'm over here in the Rashi. Over here, Vishamina Lab May the Omar Mutter Bachila. Bifligwale Bachila the Maiser. The Meir says it's Mutter Bachila. That's the Machlokes. And the Chachomim argue Bachila the Maiser. And if the whole machlekes by Meiser is only by Achila, and the only argument by Meiser, everyone agrees by Chulin, so that would follow that Chulin by Achila is Mutter without Netila. If that's so once again the question comes up that this that our Mishnah mentions, that there's a din Netila by Chulin, man, he doesn't, not going to be come like any of these Tanoim. Okay, so we'll just finish the Gemara over here. Okay? Shlomo, how's it?
Yep, better now.
Yeah, okay. Let's see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Elo, idi, bidi, ba, achilo. Zok the Gemara, that's clear. That any requirement of the tila for mice and chun is not going to be anything less than achilo. Elo, idi, bidi, ba, achilo. Like hasha. Can ba'achila d'am or can ba'achila d'peri? Is Zokti Gemara that there's a traditions that the din of achilas mamo is a requirement because for lechem. If someone's eating lechem, then everyone agrees that there's an achila requirement, even by chulin, and that's what our Mishnah would be referring to. Tan b'achila de peri, but if a person is eating something peri, or it refers to something which is other than na'ama, then there's no din the tila. So as far as chulin is concerned, the only requirement that we have in for netila for chulin is achilas lechem. The Rashi, can b'achila the peri, hodi katoni, mashe enkein, b'maisen. This that Mishnah told us that Meiser doesn't have this halachum, there's no din netila, that's b'achila the peri kama. That's something other than lechem. And that's where there's a difference between Meiser and Shuma. Umi, with Shuma boy netila. However, tshuma requires netila. Shafim b'magoy who poisloy, sheni poislos at tshuma. As far as tshuma is concerned, that's what the difference that Mishnah is making. That tshuma, even negia, needs netila. Whereas, chulin does not require any netila at all, even achila. That's Rashi. I mentioned before. That's the difference that we're making over here. And so according to this, our Mishnah could come out because even according to the Chachamim, I'm sorry, even according to the mayor, but everyone holds that there's a din netila for Nama, for Lechem, and that's what it will be referring to. Met Meidayim, Lechum LeMeiser, and Meishita will equate Chulin and Meiser, Akoponim for Lechem, you'll need a din Netila. According to the Chacham Shita, that it will even be Negeya, by Meiser Akoponim, the din of Achilles Pages. Okay, so I think we'll hold over here right now. Okay? And let me give especially a shukrev taka to all those who made the effort to make it work today. And Beis Hashem v'siyai to Nishmai, the schus of our exerting ourselves to be able to maintain our regular learning schedule in a little difficult time, definitely will bring a gvalig schus that will be able to leave the situation. Beis Hashem, Ba'atzlach, HaGedayla, will come out even stronger than we entered.
Amen.
Thank you, Ba'atzlach. Good.